I think they have seen an opportunity here with the Republican field wide open. We've got three candidates in the race for the gubernatorial nomination for the party, but none of the three really has sort of taken on a great deal of momentum here. And in a lot of the polls asked of Republican voters across the state who they prefer to be their gubernatorial candidate this year, a lot of them are still undecided and clearly not highly motivated. So I think they've looked at this wide open field and they feel there's an opportunity here, even at this late stage. You know, we're 4 months away from a primary here, which by today's standards is getting in pretty late. They feel they've got a great opportunity.
Now, a poll came out late last week that said Mayor McCrory would be already leading among Republicans across the state. Would that simply be a purely name recognition? Or, as you mentioned, is it perhaps speaking towards the weaknesses of other candidates or a just disinterest in voters right now?
I think probably all three, Scott. Obviously, in the western part of the state and obviously in Charlotte, being mayor of that city and the largest city in the state for, 13, 14 years now, is clearly, McCrory has tremendous name recognition in that part of the state. And the other three candidates in the field are really not widely known. Bob Orr, Justice Bob Orr, has run for statewide office before, but being a Supreme Court justice isn't exactly makes you a household name in North Carolina. Senator Fred Smith is well known in the Triangle area, but again, the Senate isn't really a perch from which you can be seen by everybody in the state. Bill Graham, the businessman of the three, the clearly private sector candidate of the three. No political experience, ran a number of statewide ads for a while, has some moderate name recognition, but clearly isn't very, very well known. And so, McCrory, with his recognition in the western part of the state, can vault up the polls. But I think also it's a sense of great deal of uncertainty with the three existing candidates. And many people not really engaged. A lot of Republicans haven't engaged in the race much.
Now, McCrory is the mayor of the state's largest city. Do you see that as a positive or a negative for him?
I think it's a positive from two regards. Obviously, it gives him this name recognition that we were talking about in a field where there isn't sort of a giant candidate. There are three candidates who are working very, very hard to bolster their name recognition, and they're having an uphill time of doing it. The second thing is that McCrory, obviously, in stark contrast to all three candidates, but particularly to the two who have held elected office before, Orr and Smith, has been an executive and has been able to run a city, and he has his critics, obviously, but run Charlotte during a time of extremely dramatic growth and an extremely a time when it's really increased its national profile tremendously. And I think on the stump, he'll be able to point to the sort of management qualities that he has exhibited as mayor. These are qualities that a lot of people, regardless of their ideological perspective, want to see in a governor.
Dr. Taylor, we're just about out of time, so very quickly, is Mayor McCrory attractive to potential Republican donors?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody wants a winner, and I think the Republicans have been out of the governor's mansion for a long time here, and they're very thirsty for a winner. And so if he looks like he can win the nomination and then take on either of the Democratic nominees and give them a run for their money, then he will attract support.